Hello, my name's Jack, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Rich, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
So, what's happening this week, Rich? Are Premier League players back at work yet?
Yes, most of the players at most of the clubs have been back in training for nearly 2 weeks now.
It doesn't give many of them a long break, does it?
Well, some players, like Alexis Sanchez at Arsenal or Sergio Aguero at Manchester City, have a bit longer.
Why is that?
They were playing in the Copa America, weren't they? So they've been given a bit of extra time off.
So I imagine this is a bit of a boring time for players.
Maybe. They have a lot of training to do to get back to peak fitness.
What do you mean by peak fitness, Rich?
Well, peak fitness is when a player's body is the fittest it can be. So there's lots of running in pre-season as players need to get their strength and stamina back after a couple of weeks on holiday.
What's the difference between strength and stamina?
Your strength shows how strong you are. Strong is the adjective and strength is the noun. Stamina is how long you can use your strength.
So players want to be as strong as possible for as long as possible. But just training all the time must be boring.
It's not just training at the moment.
So what else are they doing?
Many clubs are also on pre-season tours.
That's true. Premier League teams are all over the world at the moment. Do you know about the Barclays Asia Trophy?
No. What's that?
It's a four-team competition in Asia. It takes place every 2 years, and in the past, it's been held in Hong Kong, China, Malaysia, and Thailand.
And where is it this year?
For the first time, it's being held in Singapore.
What's this word held that you keep using, Jack?
Ah, this is the past participle of the verb hold. To hold something means to have something like a competition in a specific place. I used the past participle because I was using the passive voice.
Come on, Jack. These podcasts are about football and vocabulary, not grammar.
You're right, Rich. But if anyone's interested, there's a link to the Learn English Grammar pages about the passive below. Can you come up with another example?
How about the World Cup was held in Brazil?
Yes, and the Olympics were held in London in 2012.
And the next World Cup will be held in Russia.
Yes, exactly.
And who's in the Asia Trophy this year?
Singapore 11, Everton, Stoke City and Arsenal.
Well, I think Arsenal will take the trophy home.
We'll have to wait and see, but I think you're right. Pre-season isn't a boring time for the players.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind flying out to Singapore for a week or two.
Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening.
If you're listening to this on iTunes or elsewhere, come back to Premier Skills English for some language activities, a quiz, and lots more. You can find us at www.britishcouncil.org/Premier Skills English.
Don't forget, if you sign in, you can score points to see if you can get your club, your country, and your name to the top of our leaderboard.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.